Stop number 7. House on the Torreón hillside of Martina Fabián. In the mid-20th century, this small house was not as lonely as we see it today. It was surrounded by very old and humble homes that have now disappeared. The last representative of that nucleus was built by Don Cándido Velázquez and Doña Benita Reales, with the help of their older children, who dragged fallen stones from the nearby Torreón on animal hides. With these stones and clay mortar, they built the walls, which were then covered by a bull's back roof of weeds, straw, and mud cakes. Thus, little by little, the family built this house, which was occupied from December to March, as the rest of the year they lived in a farm near the Mirihuaca River. This two-bedroom house protected the parents in one bedroom and the six children in the other. On a strato, a raised surface made of clay that insulated against the cold and humidity of the ground, two or three children were accommodated on well-cured lamb skins, covered with warm blankets woven by their mother. The rest of the children, particularly the older ones, slept on the floor. The house had no windows, which allowed it to better maintain the temperature, but at the same time, blinded the light from outside. However, this was not a problem, since most domestic activities were carried out outside. The kitchen, protected by a stone fence, was set up next to the house, and in front of it was the yard, where Doña Benita weaved with his four-shaft loom. Nearby the Torreón, the children took care of the animals and played hide and seek. In addition, they took advantage of mortars from pre-Hispanic times of the place to process corn, continuing the ancient traditions that defined the identity of Antofagasta de la Sierra.